A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back. My name is Steve.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Streaming Things Super Last Minute Thrown Together Edition.
It is what it is edition.
Yeah, it is what it is.
We're gonna try our best.
So, longtime listeners will know this isn't the normal lineup. Usually Chris is here. Kit is here. He's not here this week. He will not be here all week. He's at Fantastic Fest, a really cool film and other stuff festival in Austin. I think it's Austin, Texas.
Sounds like something Austin would have.
Yeah. And so he's going to be there all week. He's doing cool things. He's meeting Elijah Wood. He's hobnobbing. He's seeing cool movies. So the podcast falls onto us, Alex. And unfortunately for us, we had a whole lineup planned for this week of things we were going to do that required three people. Mm.
The best laid plans of mice and men.
Yeah, and as you will notice by seeing us on YouTube or Spotify or listening to us on the podcast, there are only two of us here. Madison is unfortunately taken ill rather suddenly, so she will also not be here. And thus, all of our plans we had up until literally, 20 minutes ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Have gone out the window because we can't do what we had planned.
One of the last things that was said before Steve pressed record was, we'll see.
Yeah.
So here we are.
We'll see how this goes. Yep. We might be the band members who are playing on the Titanic as it sings sinks right now. Alex, it's been an honor.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, why hire the whole jazz quartet when you can just get the stand-up bass?
Yep. That's all you need is a stand-up bass. That's all people are looking for.
Yeah.
But we do have some fun stuff in store for you guys today. Alex has brought a game. We were going to play it with Madison, but this game can also be played with two people. Alex, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this game is and what we're going to do today?
No, I'm kidding. The game is called Geek Out Pop Culture Party. So this is an expansion to another card game called Geek Out, where it's a bit more specific trivia about like tabletop games, comics, sci-fi, and the like. Pop Culture Party focuses more on movies, TV, music, literature, and then there's a miscellaneous category. The way the game works is there is this single die that is color-coded. Each color corresponds to one of the categories on the card. We roll it. The color then is the question that we get asked. If we get a white side there, we get to pick our own topic out of the selection.
I like choice.
So I'm just going to draw. So the questions are phrased usually where it's almost like most of the internet articles you get anymore for entertainment, where it's like, name four things, or here's four films in which Brad Pitt appears, two songs in which music sample is heard, two celebrity chefs. So you'll get asked one of those questions, or Steve or I will get asked one of those questions. At any point, we can raise the stakes. and be like, oh, if it's like, hey, name two celebrity chefs. If I can name three, I would say, hey, I can actually name three. And then it becomes a trade-off where if Steve can name four or he can bluff and say he names four. If he thinks he can name more than me, he can take the question. But if at any point the challenge is raised, which is like raising the stakes, basically, you will actually lose points if you can't accomplish it. So if you get the question right, it's 1 point. If you get the question wrong, you don't lose anything. But if you
up is that for both players or just the person who ups the ante?
It's whoever takes the question. So if like it's like, hey, name five, whatever. And you say I can name six. And I say, hey, name six. And if you can't get it, then you lose the 2 points.
Okay.
So.
So if I'm like, I can name six and you go, I bet you can't. Is that essentially what you're doing?
Yeah. So if it's like, yeah, name four movies where Brad Pitt appears and say you get that question and I'm like, oh, I can name seven. And then it becomes, can you name eight or 10 or whatever? And then we trade off until one of us thinks we can't actually answer the question anymore. And then if whoever gets it wrong, whatever, minus 2 points.
And when we go back and forth and negotiate, I can do six, I can do seven. I'll say I do six, you say seven, I can say I can do eight. And then once we agree, like, okay, you can't come up with more than eight, I can come up with eight, then I have to name them.
Yes.
And if I fuck up, I lose 2 points.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm clear on the rules. I've never absolutely. Played this before.
Yeah.
This is history in the making, Alex.
Oh, I'm glad to be here for it. there's certain things here where it classifies certain in terms of like franchises. So if it's like name three movies about time travel, you can't name all three Back to the Future movies. Back to the Future is its own thing. If it's like name six fantasy films, you've got Lord of the Rings, you've got The Hobbit. You don't have
Two Towers, too many movies. Return of the King, Fellowship of the Ring,
yeah.
Desolation of Smaug.
Thank you. I only remembered just The Hobbit, period. So
The Hobbit there and back again?
I don't know.
Or is that the title they like got rid of? Battle of the Seven Armies?
I hope that's not a question.
An unexpected journey or adventure? I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, you know.
But, the fucking Hobbit.
That's the
Hobbit.
Gist of it. Yes.
Alex, The Hobbit. I don't know why you're quizzing me on the Hobbit titles.
Well, maybe it'll be on the questions. But
I hope it's not. We just went through most of them.
I wasn't listening. So you've got the advantage. So do you want to roll the dice? Give it a shot.
Okay, sure. So I'm going to roll the dice. Mm-hmm. We're on red.
Red. Red is movies.
Ooh.
Six natural disaster films.
Natural disaster films?
Yes.
I think I can do like at least five.
You got an eight. It's, you have to do the card base is the minimum.
Oh, what was the minimum?
Six.
Oh, six. I can do six.
Okay, I'm going to let you do six. Now, if you get this wrong, it's you don't lose anything because there's no raising of it. But.
All right, so natural disaster films. We got Twister.
Okay.
We got The Perfect Storm.
Okay.
We've got Volcano. We've got Dante's Peak. We've got, oh no, it's starting to get harder. Does the Titanic count as a natural disaster because it hit an iceberg? Nah, we won't count that.
No,
I won't count that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't count that. Pompeii.
Mm.
Let's see. What's another one? I need one more. I need one more. I need one more. Does something like The Day After Tomorrow count?
I would have counted that
okay,
for sure. All right.
Day After Tomorrow.
There you go. So that is 1 point for you.
I got markers.
Now, typically, it's first one to five. It says if you want shorter or longer games, make the scores however you want to do it. So all we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. So we got Alex. We got Steve. And I have 1 point.
You have 1 point.
All right. Now it's your turn to roll the dice, my friend.
Ooh.
What you got there? Green. All right. I'll read you the card.
Thank you.
Green. It's music.
Oh, no.
Two bands whose lead singer went on to a solo career.
Ooh, Cream with Clapton.
Oh, that's right. He was in Cream.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about that.
And then two bands that went on to have a solo career. Oh, the White Stripes with Jack White.
There you go.
Cool.
All right. You got a point.
Yeah. Now you
I feel like that's one I could have been like, I think I can name seven.
Right. So it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got a point. Hey, right. We're on the board.
We're on the board.
This is a good, friendly game.
It's a good, easy opening.
Now things are going to start getting interesting, I think. Now that we know, we have a good baseline here.
Right.
Did you have the dice? Where'd that go?
There you go.
We go. All right, here we go. I'm rolling.
We got red.
Red again. I like red.
All right. Can you name four films in which Christopher Walken appears?
I can name four films. Yeah, I think I can name four films that Christopher Walken appears.
I think I can do six.
Ooh, you think you can do six? Man. Can I name seven? Can I do seven? Ooh, I feel like I want to take the risk, but I don't want to I don't want to get into the negatives right off the bat.
I mean, it's no different than any other trivia show that you guys have done.
Do you go into negatives or you just go to zero?
No, you go to negatives.
Oh, okay.
What's the point of minus two if it stops at zero?
I don't know.
Ah, no.
It's some games have that rule.
We do negative integers.
Okay,
sir.
You know what? I'm not gonna take the risk. It's too early. It's too early for risky business. You can do six.
We'll find out.
Let's find out. Here we go.
Okay. There's the Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
There is Scotland, PA. He plays Detective McDuff. There's the Country Bears, where he is the villain. There is Pulp Fiction, where he does the Watch monologue.
Yep.
There is Batman Returns, where he's Max Schreck.
Yeah.
And my heart is racing right now already. No. I know, right? I was like, I should have stopped at five.
Oh, man. I've got like three that you haven't named yet. So
I'm sure people listening, like one guy's already throwing the radio out of his car.
I mean, you fucking dropped up Scotland, PA.
It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite Macbeth adaptations.
Oh, and the God. Country Bears.
What is another thing that this is killing me?
Wow.
I know.
I'm surprised.
I want to be like that Fat Boy Slim music video.
Dude, that Fat Boy Slim music video is great.
Dude, yeah. Oh, God.
You could deal with this or you could deal with that.
Okay. I don't know. I should have stopped. I'm going to go in the negative here. I'm like cycling through Christopher Walken faces. And I'm like, no, I've used that one.
Oh, man. No, I believe in you. I believe in you. You just got one more.
The problem is I don't.
You got this.
Oh, geez.
Hey. You got it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I do. I have blanked AF.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll take the negative two.
You're taking the negative two?
I have to. I can't think of it, and I don't want to waste time with dead air.
So you're at negative one?
I am at negative one.
All right. You could have gone with The Rundown.
Ah, yeah.
He's the villain in that. You could have gone with Wedding Crashers.
That was, yeah.
He's the dad.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I was holding on together. But, man, that was kind of deceptively hard.
It gets there, so we'll...
Wow.
That one gets put
he
aside.
He was in Ants?
Ah, damn.
He was Cutter in Ants?
Can't get these back up. There's so many cards.
I love that I still think that's so impressive that you threw out like Scotland, PA and Country Bears.
Any time to reference Scotland,
does
PA.
Does it go back to me since you stole or does it go to you?
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot how that started. Got blue.
Blue.
It's TV.
Here we go. Two TV personalities that started in radio. That's fucking rough.
Ooh.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
Two TV personalities that started in radio.
Okay. Based off technicalities, I think I can do two because it's no risk.
Yeah, I think I can only do one. I can't think of anybody else.
Two TV personalities that started in radio. So I was going to kind of like blur the lines and be like, what about when those radio shows started going to TV? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Don Imus.
Pulling out some Don Imus.
Man, whatever. My grandpa was a big Don Imus guy, so it was on a lot when I was over there mowing his grass. And I'm like, well, does that make Howard Stern count?
Yeah. I don't know. Is Stern a TV personality?
I don't think so. He's still like the shock jock radio guy. Then I'm like, did Jerry Springer start on the radio?
He started more in politics.
Right. Did Maury Povich start on the... Did Regis... You know, and if I know Regis had the world record for most time spent on TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, I mean, that is a, can't do that one. That's a zero.
That's a zero?
Yeah. If you don't.
The only person I could think of, and I don't even know if this is true, would Casey Kasem be one?
Yeah. Is he a personality or is he just like a voice actor? Because he was Robin and.
I don't know. That's a tricky one.
A sticky wicket, some may say.
Did you ever see there's a really funny interview with Bill Hader and John Mulaney. They're talking about their favorite SNL sketch that they wrote that never made it to air.
I don't think so, no.
It was when like Dana Carvey was hosting, and it was a sketch of a home invasion in Casey Kasem's house. So the scene like starts off with a burglar going through a home, and then the light and the upstairs that comes on, and you hear like, hold on, who's down there? Put up your hands. I'm Casey Kasem. Here are the top five reasons why you should leave now.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
And it sounds like the funniest sketch ever, but apparently when they did it in dress rehearsal, like no one laughed, and they're like, yeah, this isn't making it to air.
That's a bummer.
And like there's like this whole thing where like Casey Kasem's like, who is it, Dad? It's me, Donald Kasem. Like the whole family talk like that.
It's like the Family Guy sketch with Gregory Peck driving a car full of like baby Gregory Pecks.
Yeah.
Like he's fogging up the window. It's condensation.
Oh my god. That's so funny. Okay, my turn?
Yes.
Here we go. Rolling.
Black.
Black.
That is the miscellany eye.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Ooh. This is fitting for you though.
Is
congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Because you get to try and name two TV or movie characters who wear Hawaiian shirts. You dressed for the question.
I did dress for the question. Here we go. That doesn't mean I know off the top. Okay.
Because I cannot name more than two.
Okay, I can name two. Can I name any? Okay, I can name three. I can name three.
Okay, name three.
Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Magnum PA. I almost said TA. And Hopper from Stranger Things, because he basically cosplayed as Magnum PA.
What was your Magnum one again?
Magnum PA? Is that his name?
No.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't his name. It's Magnum P.I.
P.I. Fuck. Damn it. Okay. Shit. I'm back to zero.
That's a good place, you know? It's still in the lead.
Hey, you know, I'm in the lead with 0 points. You know, this isn't out of the ordinary for any other trivia game we play on the show.
This is mostly how any game of 21 I would play against someone in, like, basketball. It's just like, okay, well, this, like, I'd be like, I'll play. And it's like, oh, yeah, I lost 21 to -6.
What do you got there?
Black.
You also got black.
Oh, jeez.
Put it on black. Let's see. Give me six brand names that have become generic terms for things.
Ooh.
Six? That's a lot.
I mean, I'll go for six.
Okay. I don't know if I can do more than six, honestly.
Okay. Xerox.
Okay, yeah.
Google.
Yeah.
Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Whiteout.
Oh, is Whiteout? Okay.
Liquid replacement, or liquid, yeah. I forget what it actually is called. Let's see. Shit.
Oh, there's a big one.
Oh, I'm sure. I thought Google was the big one. What about when parents call all of video game systems Nintendos? No, that doesn't count. So Xerox, Google, Whiteout, Band-Aid. This gets so difficult once the bright lights are on you.
I know, yeah. You know? You feel like you're literally in a hot seat.
Once the bright ring LEDs of hell light up your face, you're no ma'am.
All of your knowledge just zaps. Vacates your brain.
Yeah, I am.
We get so many people that message us like, how didn't you know this thing? And it's like,
hello, coming from a stranger, basically. My mind is a vacuum. It is typically a very well-organized catalog of thought. This is a vacuous hole of nothing and vacancy. Oh, God. So, yeah, I don't.
You need two more.
I know.
You need two more.
I know. It's Christopher Walken all over again.
Wow.
Wow. Walking all over me.
I'm going to Google that while you're thinking.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Rattle some off to me because I'm going to pass on this one. I gotta stop before. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Jacuzzi.
That's a song from The Music Man.
Ping Pong.
That's a Shapoopy reference for anyone that's a Broadway fan.
Tupperware.
Looking out for you. Oh yeah.
Bubble wrap.
Okay.
Kleenex.
Clean. That was.
Onesie. Popsicle.
Man.
Super glue. Oh, okay. Wow. There's a lot.
It's crazy.
Laundromat. Wow. Okay. So you don't lose anything on that.
I don't lose anything on that. Thank
God. You're still at negative one.
Thank goodness. Riding high.
We're off to a great start
this
here.
This is a golf game.
This is an exciting game of negative one to zero.
Whew.
Here we go.
It's reverse Yella. Soccer.
We're on Yella.
All right. This is literature.
Fuck my life. Okay.
This is books.
God damn it.
Two titles that take place in Los Angeles.
Can I just say pass?
Yes. you can.
Two towns that take place in Los Angeles. Yeah, pass. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I'm not even gonna waste the viewers' time.
You know what? Put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments.
When you're clicking that dislike button about us not, you know, being illiterate asses, leave it in the comments.
Hey, I'm like the illiterate ass here.
You think I can read and name two titles in Los Angeles?
I'm having a hard time reading these cards.
Man, I could do one or the other. Oh, I get to pick.
Oh, what do you want to pick?
Oh, I'm slapping red. I want movies.
You're slapping red.
Slapping red.
All right. Two films in which the lead character wears old age makeup. That's fucking very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Two films in which the lead character wears old age makeup. Now, is this old age in terms of like, oh, I've got this old makeup, Batman, want to wear it? Or is it I'm in the Victorian era wearing just makeup, which isn't old age to me because I'm living in the Victorian era?
I'm thinking it is a person. This is because, I mean, this game, I think, was printed in like 2014. So we're kind of like pre-de-aging and like CG aging and stuff like that. So I was thinking,
oh, so like they're looking like an older person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which
that makes more sense. See, illiterate.
Does Simon Pegg as Wolf Blitzer count?
I mean that is old age makeup.
I would think like he peels something off at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Mission Impossible Fallout for those of you who may not know what that is.
Yeah. It was how many do I have to name?
Two.
Two. Okay. I'm just trying to think. I mean,
is that one of the ones you're going with, or is you just throwing that out as an example?
I mean, yeah, if I can go with that one, then I think I can name two.
Okay.
I'm playing at low stakes right now. I'm embarrassed.
I think. I think. No, I'm not going to. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm staying out of that. Because now I'm worried about getting into the murky waters of like, is it the character wearing the makeup, or can we just name an actor wearing old age makeup?
Right. I don't. That's
and that's tricky because if it's an actor wearing old age makeup in a movie, like maybe, but I'm a little worried.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think.
But you got one out of two.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'm just trying to think of any. I'm like, where's another movie someone's peeled their face off that isn't Face Off? That isn't, you know, the titular.
Or the I want to take his face.
Oh, such a great movie. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait till we're going to review that one day, and I'm so excited for it.
It's so good.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie that's coming out where Nicolas Cage is in everybody's dreams?
I'm so excited for that.
The movie looks really good.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
Shit, now I'm just like, I'm lost on it. Who else wore old
Dream Scenario is the name of that movie. Dream in case scenario. People are interested in looking at
now I'm just
that,
like,
that trailer.
Has Nicolas Cage worn old age? Like my brain's just totally shifted.
I feel like he probably has. That dude's been in some weird fucking movies.
I know. He knocked one of his teeth out for his own film.
Tell him Nick Cage, Smooch is good.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. We need to move. We'll move on from
all
this
right.
one.
All right. So we're still at negative one to zero.
Yikes.
We are having
this is a rough time here. This is a rough go.
Here we go. Green.
Okay.
Green is the color of money.
Music. Ooh, four bands / performers who have played the Super Bowl.
I think I can name four.
I think I can do five. I'm putting -3 on the line here.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to name six.
Name them six.
I'm going to name six. Okay. Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, Whitney Houston, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and U2.
Yeah, they did.
Yay. Katie Does that mean Perry. I get a point?
You get a point.
All right, I'm back. I got one.
Woo.
Guys, one of us is in the positives.
There you go.
Huzzah. All right, one and negative one.
All right. All right, miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep stabbing at movies. I'm just keep
okay.
Failing.
Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Two films in which a food fight appears.
Food fight. Okay.
Classic food fight.
I can name two.
Okay, I'm not gonna challenge you.
Thank you. Heavyweights and Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah. Good job, man.
There we go.
You're back at zero.
I'm feeling okay about myself.
We're slowly redeeming ourselves.
I'm feeling moderately
here.
To good.
Black.
Mm.
Miscellaneous.
Mm, let's do it.
A Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Two named babies
two
of
named
celebrity
babies.
Couples.
Oh, I can name three.
Ooh. Please.
Oh, actually, of celebrity couples.
Yes, two named babies of celebrity couples.
Okay, I don't know if two of those are a celebrity couple. I know they're children of a celebrity. But I don't know if their spouse.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know if their spouse is considered a celebrity, though.
Because
I honestly don't know who their spouse is.
Mm.
Okay, so I can do... Yeah, okay, I can do three.
I'll let you do three.
Okay. Shit. Okay, I'll do three.
How the turntables.
I'll do three. There's Northwest from mm-hmm. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. There's Suri Cruz and... shit. Now I'm blanking on who they're married to. Apple. Gwyneth Paltrow has a child named Apple, I think.
Okay.
There's this the other two, and again, I was gonna name Frank Zappa's two children, Moonbase Zappa and Dweezil Zappa, but I don't know who Frank Zappa's married to, so I don't know if that counts. I just love the name Moonbase.
Yeah, I mean, so they were a child of a celebrity couple, but the celebrity couple is now divorced when talking about Apple. So I would still think that counts because it's her and Chris Martin from Coldplay, right?
Okay. Thank God. Thank God.
You're good there. You got your one.
Woo! Baby, we're up to two now. All right, Alex. Here's your die.
Oh, geez. Kill me, right? That's why they call it a die.
Green. What is green?
It's music.
Oh, this ain't bad.
They none of them have been, but they've all been.
I don't know that there's been a couple that's like fuck off, Carl.
You know, TV, radio.
Yeah,
pick
that
one,
that's
right?
The one that was.
Don't
like,
start from one, go to the other.
Right,
pick
Jerks.
A lane.
Right,
right.
Let someone else be talented.
Right. It is their fault. I couldn't get that question right.
Yeah, all of them are to blame.
Right, be more notable is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. But what I need for you in this question, mm-hmm. Alex, is four songs about. America.
Ooh. Ooh.
And these colors don't run.
No, they don't. Now, see, here's the thing is I've got just a massive black spot on country music. Like, that is just a blind spot right there. Just nothing. That is just... So, I mean, my easy road home is gone. It is nothing but dirt and gravel with cut-off denim jeans.
But I feel like you've got, like, a healthy plethora of, you know, old-timey songs that we all just know.
Yeah, I could do... I think I could rock like five.
I'll hold back on this one.
All right.
Give me five.
We have America by Neil Diamond.
Okay.
We have the Star Spangled Banner.
Of course.
America the Beautiful.
Yep.
Let's see. My Grand Old Flag. That's about, I don't know, that's about the flag, you know?
That's America.
That's about the American flag.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get too niche within a niche, you know?
I think that counts. I count that. Because that flag represents our ideals, damn it.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Don't let that thing touch the ground, then, Alex.
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Which isn't about what most people think it is.
You could have gone with Party in the USA.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings. It's the month of September, and with a new month comes a new opportunity for us to be thankful for all of the stream fiends who help us at Streaming Things keep the lights on and make this show what it is. So let's give a super patron shout out to some of our most ardent supporters on patreon.com/streamingthings. Thank you so much to Becky the Farmer, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Optimus, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, A.K. Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Butthorn, Conrad, David Malfara, Rabid Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinglage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. And with that, back to the show.
Dude, you're in the positives now.
I'm always in the positives. It's just not usually in game scores.
You're just a positive person. I'm all right,
you know.
I'm on black again.
Man.
It's been coming up a lot. Have we rolled like yellow? Or yeah, we have
rolled yellow. All right. Four types of foreign currency.
I think I can name four types of foreign currency.
All right. Yeah, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. We've got the yen, peso, euro, franc.
You did it without naming the dollar. Oh, a foreign currency.
I'm sure there's a foreign dollar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The Russian dollar.
Right. The Estonian kroon.
The
Google it. I'm right. I don't know why I know that, actually.
Is it like an Estonian kroon?
I think Estonia before they I think Estonia may have converted to the euro, but yeah, before it was a kroon.
I'm actually curious. Types of foreign currency. I want to see if there's some like goofy ones. Like, we accept rupees. There's a lot of dollar, yen, pound, peso. Ooh, the Brazilian real.
Thought you were going to say nut.
Danish krone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cayman Islands. Oh, I'm a Bulgarian lev.
Ooh, I like that.
A Costa Rican colon. It has the accent on the second O. I don't know how to pronounce it quite. See. The Czech koruna.
Looks like the kroon.
Oh, this is great. I love this one. The Guatemalan quetzal.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
I love that. Yeah. I love a quetzal.
I would love to dip a quetzal in some spicy mustard.
Yes.
Then buy a pretzel with it.
Ooh, the Algerian dinar.
Ooh.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I want some dinar.
Robert Denaro. You gotta get, you know.
Oh, Robert Denaro.
All right.
So it's now 3-1.
Man, let's fuck it up.
Is that?
That's miscellaneous right there.
Miscellaneous. Here we go. Name me. Wow, this is.
Five types of foreign currency.
You're not actually that off. Name me four people who have appeared on currency.
Ooh. Okay.
Four people who have appeared on currency.
I can do four.
I can do five.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, boy. You know what? I might see if we can't pull off six.
Ooh, you're going for six?
I am going for six.
I can do seven.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Because you got like a weird mental database of faces on foreign currencies.
Most of it is just like, I know presidents.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. I'm cycling through all the American currency. I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I can, yeah, yeah. I want to say eight just to take it from you, but I'm spending so nice time bathing in my 1 point.
Yes, it's at the right temperature.
My one point bath. Yes. I'd hate to drain it so early. I'd hate to have a negative bath.
It isn't yet tepid.
Yeah, Nate, did you say seven?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, seven. We got.
Impress me.
George Washington.
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
We have Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
We have Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
We have Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We have John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
I could have done like three more, actually.
This was the Kennedy was the dollar, right?
I think he's the half dollar. The coin? He's on the coin.
Yeah. Okay. So what was Eisenhower?
FDR is on a dime.
Yeah. Eisenhower, I think, was the half dollar piece and Kennedy was a dollar coin. I might have those backwards. But I know Eisenhower was on one of the big, no longer circulated.
Eisenhower.
Could have also rolled with Sacagawea.
I love how this episode has like become like the currency episode. Okay. So Eisenhower was on the $1 coin.
Dollar coin. Okay. Kennedy's the half dollar then.
Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony dollar, another dollar coin.
Yeah. The Susan B. Anthony.
Man, see?
Man, we were good. Right. We were good on this.
We should play other people in this game.
Yeah.
We're doing this wrong.
Can we do doubles?
Can we? Yeah. It encourages if you have more than eight. It's like you guys should split into a team. So you versus six clowns. And you know, just call the rest of those fucking yokels you guys know in here.
Which one of you line jabronis wants to come right up against the dream
line
team?
Line them up, knock them down, Jenga that shit. That's what I say.
The 90s bulls right here of pop culture trivia.
The Bash Bros, bitch. Jose can't see me, Seiko. Whatever.
I just did the John Cena.
Yeah, it's all good. I merged that with Jose Canseco's name, so like I'm clearly just not with it.
Oh, wait, do I get a point for that?
Yeah, you do. Four. You got it.
And then is it my turn to roll or does you go?
Yeah, because you...
I stole from you.
Yeah, so...
So it's still I roll?
Why not? You earned it.
Okay. Blue.
Tev. Ooh. TV shows on which a famous athlete has made a cameo.
It's like every TV show, right? But I can't like back it up with factual statements. Like I can't be like, I could say literally any TV show that's ever appeared on like NBC or ABC primetime mm-hmm. from like the mid-aughts and before.
Yeah.
And I would 100% be right, but I would not be able to tell you who it was, when it was, and what capacity they were in. how many do I, what's the minimum?
Two.
Two. And I have to name the TV show that the sports person was in. Okay. It's got to be a TV show. Fuck my face. Dude, oh my God. Because I assume if I say something, you'd be like, oh, well, who was it, Steve?
Of course.
I won't know who it is because I just don't care.
Sure.
Okay. Does pro wrestling count? Like if a pro wrestler cameoed in a show?
I would say so. I would call a pro wrestler an athlete.
Okay. I'm going to work off that. One, two. one, two. Okay, I can do two.
I think I can do four.
Fuck my life. Okay, just take it.
There is, once you said pro wrestlers, I'm like, oh, yes, I can. But I will do it. I'll try to avoid those first. Detlef Schrempf in Parks and Rec, along with Roy Hibbert. They're the basketball players that Jean Ralphio and Tom hire. There is the Harlem Globetrotters on Scooby-Doo.
Good. That's an inspired choice. Thank you for making that. That's great.
And I said four?
Yeah.
Okay. Bret Hart on Mad TV and The Rock on That 70s Show.
Oh, good job, man.
Thanks, man.
I was going to go with The Rock from Deep Space Nine.
Oh, was it?
Or was it Voyager?
I thought it was Enterprise. Or...
Oh, you know, I think you're right.
I think it was on Enterprise. Yeah, because it was a crossover because I remember seeing commercials for it on SmackDown during UPN. So yeah, that would have been Enterprise.
Because they gave The Rock his own Star Trek loaf on his forehead.
Was he Bajoran? I haven't seen that episode.
He was something. Yeah, that would make sense if he was Bajoran. It's about
seven people just turned it off.
They're like 20. I know. They're like, oh, here comes the Star Trek talk. Fuck my face. But no, there's like 20 different alien species that have like the same little ridge on their forehead. And then I was gonna go Mickey James in Psych. She was in an episode of Psych.
I did not know that.
Oh, John Cena's in Psych. He's the lead actress's brother.
Did not know that.
Fuck, okay.
That's funny.
Wow. All right.
Man.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So it's 2-4.
Whew. Come back, but don't call it such. Green. Music.
Four songs with a precious stone in the title.
What?
We're on a good track.
Ooh, man.
Listen, we were doing so well, and then they had to throw in precious stones at us.
Okay, how many?
What do we even count as a precious stone?
Well, does the one ring count?
Here, I'm going to help you out here.
Thanks, yeah.
I'm going to look up precious stones.
Okay.
And we're just going to, a list of, fuck my face. There are five precious gemstones.
Okay, this is good to know.
The five precious gemstones, and I assume there's more precious stones. These are just the gem versions. We have diamond, sapphire, emerald, ruby, and tanzanite. I will give you $100 of my own money if you can pull a song that has the word tanzanite in it. I will gift that to you, Alex.
I love that they're all just like diamond, ruby, sapphire, tanzanite. Right? Like it's like the old video where it's like how German's the funniest sounding language compared to everything else. It's like that's tanzanite.
Yeah. Just a little extra.
You know? Ah, God. It's like that when, like, you have a friend that lives on a street that the street name just has an extra syllable for no reason. It just sounds weird.
Okay, there's another thing here that's, like, the order of precious gemstones, and it has more.
Club?
I guess. So, like, we have diamond, sapphire, ruby, emerald, pink sapphire, tanzanite, opal. Opal. Okay. Now we're getting into semi-precious gemstones. I don't think these count.
No.
So all the ones we listed before plus opal.
Thank God.
I know you're like,
I've got seven opal tracks already like cocked and ready to load. You know, ready to go. Here we go. Bang, bang. But four?
Yeah. I can think of like, man.
I've got two easy. One that I'm kind of just making up.
So it's got to be in the title.
Yeah.
So it can't just be a lyric.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can think of two.
Yeah, I've got two.
But you got to come up with four? That's ridiculous. Yeah. Holy shit.
Ah. Somebody's just like rattled off like five that just have sapphire. No, I can't. I can't do that one. I had a...
Pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had Diamonds Are Forever, which I'm pretty sure was Kanye. And then Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And then,
I think Diamonds Are Forever, there's a James Bond song.
Yeah, too. I thought about that one too, but I was like, I might be making that one up. Then I'm like, there's probably a song that's just called Ruby, but I'd have to come up with a...
Ruby, 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 Ruby.
Ruby Soho from Rancid, but that...
You know, oh, like, Ruby, you know, Soho, that, yeah. That,
you know, but yeah, it was one of those where I'm just like, yeah.
That's a... Ruby Soho's a good pull. I was thinking Diamond Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the Kaiser Chiefs is their name.
Oh, God. I haven't thought about them since MVP Baseball 2004 or 5.
Hey. Yeah, that was one of those tracks that was like in every video game that had licensed tracks.
I mean, just based off video game soundtracks alone, the MVP Baseball series on PlayStation 2, best soundtracks year after year after year for a sports game. That's how I found out so much. That's how I found out about Walkie Talkie Man. That's how I found out about the Kaiser Chiefs. That's how I found out about the Von Bondies.
Von Bondies.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I just realized I said Kaiser Chiefs and you knew what I was talking about. You didn't correct me, and I love that.
I can pick up what you're putting down.
Thank you for doing that.
Now, you invited me. I'm not going to embarrass you on your own show.
In my own home.
That whiteboard.
In my own home. We got Green.
Yeah. And you've got to name two songs by Selena Gomez.
Pass. Straight up. Straight up pass.
No, I got nothing.
I can name like two TV shows she's been in, but songs cannot.
No, got nothing there.
And I'm sure there's a ton of people out there that like are screaming right now, but hey, I listen to what I listen to. We're old.
Oh, I got books.
You got books.
Oh no. They're asking me to read.
Two titles about a vacation gone awry.
No.
Just straight up, no. Stop it.
Nope. Here you go. There's the dice. All right. You put that in the junk pile. We're going to just keep moving on. You can keep it with your precious Ruby songs.
I like this honesty we're having about the limits to our own knowledge here.
I'm not gonna waste anybody's time.
Ooh, we got white.
What category do you want? You do not get to know the questions.
Red.
Beforehand. Okay.
It's movies. We haven't had movies in a while. I want it. I want it willingly.
Two films that take place in China.
Two films that take place in China.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, I just forgot I forgot the first movie I thought of. Jeez. What? God damn it. Okay. So there's that one. I need to come up with two. I need one more at least.
Yeah.
Okay. I can come up with two.
Okay.
Do they have to solely take place in China, or can they just have parts of it take place in China as well?
It just says two films that take place in China. I would assume that would mean the majority of the movie.
Okay, well, let me...
That would be like a primary location.
Let me retract one of them. Taking place in China. The place of China is here.
Love a good stalling cool. jingle.
Okay, I'm gonna pass. I'm blanking on a second one.
I got nothing on that one.
The only one I can think of was The Great Wall, starring Matt.
Yeah, there you go. was that China or was that CGI-na?
Definitely CGI-na.
Just so you know what you were up against, because you could have picked anything.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know the other options you could have had.
Please make me feel bad about myself.
I think actually you probably picked your best bet.
Oh, okay.
Because you could have tried to name six shows that take place almost entirely in a workplace. You could have been asked to name two John Grisham titles.
Ooh.
You could have been asked to recite four songs about female empowerment.
I could have done that, I think.
Or you would have been dared to name two celebrity hairstylists.
Definitely couldn't do that.
Really? I thought that was to be the one you would have gotten first try. Just like that guy and the other one.
Well, my sister Monica, and
she does a lot of local and regional influencers hair.
Do you know Cincy Phil? All right, what do you got there, man?
Oh God, red.
Oh, we got red again.
Get to embarrass myself again.
Yes, let's do it. Two films that take place in ancient Greece. I think that's a little easier.
That is a little easier.
Two films that take place in ancient Greece.
Okay. You can do two.
You can do two?
Yeah.
I'm not going to challenge you on it.
Well, in that case, I'll do three.
My God.
Spartacus.
Okay.
Gladiator. Boom. Troy.
What would...
300.
Okay, 300. Okay, there you go. I was going to say, does Gladiator count as Greece or Roman?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
So Troy, or... Because Sparta... No. Yeah?
I mean... Where are we defining the lines between ancient Greece and ancient Rome, right? I feel like they bleed into each other enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some historian who's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Light me up, please. Like, humble me before the Lord, but like...
Get in the comments. Let us know.
Right before you turn it off.
All right. I will award you that point.
All right.
That is, you were at 3 points. Oof. Now. I am still at 4. It's anyone's game. Wait, are we playing to 5?
We can.
We probably should. We're getting close to an hour.
Wow.
Already?
Wow or hour right there.
I think we're at like 45 minutes right now.
Oof.
Yikes. Yellow.
Oof.
Pass.
You sure?
No. Hit me with it.
All right. Two titles by Jules Verne.
I can name two?
Yeah.
I can name two.
Yeah, I don't think I can do more than two. So let's learn about Verne.
Okay, let's learn about... There's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do The Time Machine?
He did.
Okay, thank God.
We'll double check.
Oh, yeah. But let's look at the judges.
Those were the two I had.
Yeah, The Time Machine was the one that I'm like...
20,000 Leagues.
Not 100% sure on that one.
Time Machine... Jules Verne.
Jules. You Jules. What a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Oh, no.
Oh, it wasn't him.
Oh, no. It's H.G. Wells.
Oh, it is H.G. Wells. It is H.G. Wells.
Oh, no.
What are some other titles that Jules Verne bestowed upon us?
Jules Verne.
I'm interested now.
Let's see.
What's that guy up to?
Let's go to his
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Just all of the characters. He actually gets the adapted screenplay credit for it. Oh my God, there's so many.
He must have... He's not like a one-hit wonder guy, is he?
No, there's just... It's all... So many French books.
He's got such a large catalog. It's like hard to parse out which ones.
Jules Verne. Well, it doesn't help that I'm like also frantically Googling.
Jules Verne, greatest hits.
Yes!
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That is... Okay.
5 weeks in a balloon.
Did he do 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea then?
He did do 20,000 leagues, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't heard of any of these other than 20,000 Leagues, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Around the Moon, and 5 weeks in a balloon. Everything else I've never heard of before.
I feel like 5 weeks in a balloon and Around the Moon are part of the same, like, you know, someone's probably like, these are part of the same universe. Like, here's why all the, you know, Pixar movies are the same. It's because the witch and Brave summoned the demon from Monsters Inc. It's a miscellaneous. Here you go. Hit me with it.
Here we go. Six TV actors who went on to be feature film stars. So they got their big hit in TV acting, but they became blockbuster stars.
I'm like, can I write them down so I don't forget? Six.
If you need to write them down, I think that's fair, to help you kind of keep track. I'm not gonna get upset about that. Okay, I'm just gonna stop at seven. I unlocked a cheat code.
You did. You're like, oh, I thought of a show that spawned a bunch of movie careers.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. You know what? Take it.
Oh no, I don't. Oh, it's damn fine. It. I did.
I
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of.
All right. So, the first two I thought of immediately was George Clooney.
Yeah.
And Chris Pratt.
Okay.
And then I unlocked a cheat code, which is SNL actors.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Man.
Tina Fey. Why am I blanking on all the?
Yeah, because you got to name six. You still got to name eight, ten.
Amy Poehler. Fuck. Jason Sudeikis. Who's the other person I had? Fuck. Why am I blanking? Adam Sandler.
Damn it.
There it is.
There it is.
Damn. Yeah, I was just like, who are all the SNL alums who started on SNL and then became stars after that?
Yeah, that's a. I had Clooney. I was like Don Johnson.
Dan Jansen.
I was kind of going for a stretch there. Chris Pratt was a good one. And then I was like, oh, there's a lot of people on The Office. I was like, no, Steve Carell was kind of in movies before The Office. Like John Krasinski went on to become a director. I was like, nope, no one really succeeded there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no one not succeeded or succeeded in the sense of transcending there.
Yeah, becoming a bigger star after The Office. A lot of them kept the same level of stardom.
Yeah, I mean, you're making that syndication money, you know?
Yeah, you don't need to. You've made it.
Right.
You've done it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that puts me at five.
That does, and that puts me at Shaka When the Walls Fell.
Shaka When the Walls Fell. Alex, that was fun.
It was all right. That was good.
That was very hard. Some of those questions are stupid hard.
One of the first things I said when I got here was, I will tell you this is not an easy game.
Well, anyway, Alex, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
And dealing with the insanity that is our schedules just being exploded right at the last second we did recording.
We are imperfect people in an imperfect world. We are just trying our best.
But listener, this week, you're listening to this episode on Monday. Just because we don't have anything else new coming out, we still have episodes coming out this week. We'll be releasing previously Patreon exclusive episodes on the main feed, including on Wednesday, we're going to be releasing The Mummy, which was something that Kit Madison and I recorded several months ago. And I will let you know what the Friday one is, because I did not plan on there to be another Patreon episode that I had to release this week. So stay tuned for that one.
Mummy 99?
Yeah, Mummy 99. Okay, yeah.
Just making sure. I wasn't sure if you were just going to be like, we're going to watch Boris Karloff's. And I was going to be like, you were in for a real boring like hour and 15 minutes.
Ooh, got him.
Yeah.
No. If it's the 1999 Mummy, where a lot of people our age probably learn their sexual orientation from.
So here's, yes, for real.
Some good looking people in that movie.
However, you got to just find me the answer to this. For the people that are, you know, in their late 20s, early mid 30s, maybe as far as late 30s, either way, watching movies in 99, I feel like you were in two camps. You were either your favorite movie was The Mummy, or your favorite movie was The Matrix. Mm. And from there, I feel like that decided whether you became a Donnie Darko or a Garden State. Who's to say? That's what we got to really figure out the demographics there, run a good like clinical trial.
Because if we're talking about me specifically, I think at the time of 99, I was a bigger Matrix fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Donnie Darko. Because it doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
But I liked Garden State when it came out.
Yeah. Have you revisited Garden State?
It's been a long time since I've revisited it.
Yeah.
But I revisit that soundtrack fairly often. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That Garden State soundtrack.
Remember the 6 weeks when the Shins were real big for some reason?
Ooh, yeah.
Man.
Dude, every now and then I pull up the Shins like, 2005.
Right? It's like sometimes like I'll hear Kings of Leon on the radio. Like just that one song, they use somebody or whatever. I'm just like, who?
Sex on Fire.
Whichever way, I'm just like, who fell asleep at the wheel in 09 just for that brief second to let them slide on through with like those two hits? Because it's not even like they had any long-term effect, I feel like, on, you know, music afterwards. It's just like those two hits and people are like, we're good.
We got it.
We got it, buddy. You know, you nailed it. Fantastic.
Can you do the Kings of Leon? No notes.
It sounds like I'm playing a horned instrument with just my mouth, like from my mouth. It's like I swallowed the horned instrument and then like bellowed it from a guttural distance.
You are my king of Leon.
Aw.
Alex.
Thanks.
But listener, you are also my king, my queen. You have my axe, my shield, my sword. If you guys would like to support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/streamingthings, where you can partake in a variety of polls and special things you get for being a patron. In fact, next week, we will be recording the winner of September's poll, which was 90s cult classics. We will be recording a special episode of The Faculty.
How timely.
I know, right?
That has been everywhere on the internet recently. Just like Drum Night. It's, I think Criterion just put it on their streaming channel. Yep. But like, yeah, weird, like just surge in Faculty. Like even I've been randomly getting the itch. I was like, I think I might watch The Faculty because I've never seen it. I just remember always seeing it, like the cover for it at Movie Warehouse.
I've never seen it either. And I've always wanted to. In fact, I actually nominated it for a bonus episode last October. And it didn't win last October. Yeah. So I'm happy that it finally won this year. Because I'm really excited about seeing it because I see clips of it pop up from time to time. I was like, dude, that cast is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want to watch that, go on to patreon.com/streamingthings and sign up and you can be able to listen there. You can also write into the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, streamingthingspodofficial. We're going to be trying to step up our game on email and Patreon and all that stuff. So tune in. We love you guys so much. Thanks again, Alex, for joining.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, my name has been Steve.
It's still Alex.
And this is still Streaming Things. Happy streaming.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's Body Care Breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.